Good morning and welcome to HR Examiner Radio. I'm your host, John Sumter, and we're coming to you today live from beautiful, sunny downtown Occidental, California, home of innovation in the great state of California. We're coming to you for a special episode of the show where we're going to talk with Kelly Robinson, who's the CEO at Broadbean and a regular guest here on the show. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, John. Yourself?
All right, good to hear your voice. You've been traveling all over the place, haven't you?
Ah, goes with the territory. But I'm now back in Southern California, and it's going to be 88 degrees today, so I'm living the dream, so to speak.
You know what, I really love the fact that you have taken so well to Orange County. After all of those years as a Britisher, you're turning into a suntan American almost overnight. A wonderful thing to see.
And John, I couldn't start the show without saying I adopted the Denver Broncos when I moved here 7 years ago, as I've probably told you before. So this week is particularly special for me.
You know, you're going to have to shed the accent and get a cowboy hat now. That's all there is to it.
I own a truck. Does that help?
You got a truck. That's, you know what? Forget everything else. Having the truck is the whole thing.
Right.
So Broadbean is this extraordinary success story that you've engineered. And you're right at the cutting edge of everything that's happening in recruiting. You're reinventing analytics. You are simplifying search so that the goal of a single-click sourcing function is in sight. It must be an amazing view there. What are you seeing these days?
Ironically, we're still seeing a lot of the same questions and challenges that we've seen for a period of time. And you're right, we're in a really interesting place because as an organization, you know, we really start from here is a job or a requirement, I need to find somebody, and end with this is the person that we want to put into some form of process. So our focus has been, or the DNA of Broadbean, has always been about making people more efficient, saving recruiters time. But I mean, if you think about the challenges that we see, the two main ones, and they're polar opposites, and we see this all the time, is one, we're finding it really difficult to find people. And if you look at the, you know, I think the unemployment rate is still kind of fairly flat, about 4.9%, but there are companies that are really struggling to find people. And on the flip side of that, we're getting other companies in different industries that are saying, hey, listen, we're getting so many applications. We need some help. The challenge for us is being able to talk to and work through that volume of applications in a timely manner. You know, a couple of different challenges there.
That's interesting. So you're seeing both sides of the game. You're seeing people who are getting too many and people who are getting too few. What makes it so that one company gets too many and another gets too few?
I think it's the type of job, really, John. It's the type of job and it's the type of company. And we're not a niche or a niche player. We deal with lots of corporate and staffing organizations. So we probably see a complete spectrum of challenges, more so than most, actually. And I think, you know, they're two issues that raise their head fairly frequently. There's probably four or five other things that we're seeing regularly or companies are talking to us about on a frequent basis. I think speed's a big thing nowadays. I think the way the market's moved or the way business operates is so much faster nowadays than it was, you know, even 2 years ago. I was talking to somebody a couple of days ago that actually said to me, like, I've grown up with Gmail. And you think there is a generation of people that actually are so used to doing stuff inside a web and have grown up with this thing called Gmail constantly being around. And for the likes of you and I, it's something we adopted much later on in life. So I think the market's really changed. I think there's things done a lot quicker. And, you know, one of the areas that we hear about is that some management groups are yet to respond to that change. So recruitment will do their job. They will find people. They will present the right candidate. And there can be this bottleneck of sitting on that candidate for a period of time. And in today's marketplace, that can be a killer. Because in today's marketplace, you know, what's the adage? Time kills all deals. So I think in today's marketplace, if somebody's going to sit on that resume for a couple of weeks thinking it's perfectly acceptable to do that, you're going to lose out on the best people. And that's an educational piece as well. But so companies are talking to us with that. And that's becoming, you know, when you look at our analytics product, things like where are the bottleneck in our process is becoming really visibly evident. And we're starting to show that and help companies with that. Now, do you want the big one?
Yeah, big one.
This is the big one for me. And there's a couple of others, but the big one for me is that as this market has got harder to find people and unemployment rates dropped, naturally more people enter into the, you know, the recruitment workspace. And so there's this influx of new recruiters, never done the job before. and I'm not going to say every company is this way, but I often feel that they're, you know, they're somewhat neglected career in terms of they're not given the training. They're often given the tools, but not given the training. And so when you bring in an influx of new people, it's going to have an effect on the process in your organization if you don't invest in those people. And so for me, we see so many companies now that are adding new people to the recruitment team with little or no background and just expecting them to be able to do a professional job straight away. And I think that's a shame. I think we can do better. I think companies can do better than that.
If you were going to tell somebody where to get some training or how to think about getting better as a recruiter, what do you think people do?
Well, I think, first of all, the difference between agency and corporate, and I think it's hard to say one shoe fits all because it depends on the person's background, depends on what they do, where they've come from, that industry. But I think some form of training course, and there used to be many, I'm sure there still is, that's going to give them the basic building blocks of what a recruitment cycle looks like. How do I source people? How do I then qualify those people against the job? What assessments are available to me? What's the best way to present this to the line manager or to the management team? How can I work with that management team to ensure I'm getting swift feedback? How can I convey that feedback to the candidate and make that process go? And one of the things I would teach them is, as a recruiter, please engage with the candidate. If they don't get the job, tell them. We like to be givers of good news. But as a person, and if anyone, and I'm sure you've done it, but applying for a job, it can really suck, and it sucks even more if the person that initially put you forward or the person that brought you into the company doesn't even give you a call to tell you why you didn't get the job. And, you know, one of the biggest complaints we hear is, why don't people tell us? Give us some feedback. Tell me what I can do better. Tell me why I didn't get the job. Hey, we don't all like bad news, but I'd rather know where I stand.
Yeah, you know, it's even worse than you describe. If you're out looking for a job and you've put it on the line and gone through the horrible process of interviews and applications and working in systems that don't talk to each other, and then you don't get anything back from the system, you don't know when to give up, right? And so you're kind of stuck there, and the waiting is the hardest part. The waiting is the hardest part, and it doesn't end if somebody doesn't tell you. So
exactly.
So I wonder if there's a way for automation to help with. Is there something that you can put in an applicant tracking system that like passes an electric current through the butt of the recruiter?
Sends them nagging text messages until they call the candidate and tell them they're what their output is. I'm sure there is. I think, and you know, something that's very dear to my heart, that we believe that a lot of the early stages of finding and engaging with candidates can be done electronically. So if you think about when I'm looking for a person for a job, that will often start with starting to look around the internet and search for people, look on job boards, etc., different profile sites, pick out some people I think are relevant, maybe put them into some sort of list, and then reach out and communicate with them. So we're firm believers that that will eventually collapse into more of an electronic, automated way of achieving that. And I, as a job seeker, I'm perfectly happy to get a generated email that says, you know, we've seen you for this job. These are the reasons why we think you'd be good for it. And can you just, you know, click a link or press this button and let us know if you'd like to talk to somebody? Because I'm happy to have a conversation if there's something worthwhile having a conversation. I don't want recruiters calling me with jobs that are just not relevant, which anybody who's looked for a job has experienced that. So let's automate that bit. Now, the outcome of that is we free up recruiters to have more time to give that feedback. You know, I'm a great believer that if you're recruiting for a company, your number one focus is to be speaking to candidates and explaining to them, this is why you should quit your job and come and work for our organization. Not be reading resumes or CVs and kind of pinging out emails to see if that person's interested in working for you. I think we can do a better job of that.
Okay. So you following all of this stuff about recruitment, employment branding is what they're calling it today. Are you following that? And what do you think about building an employment brand?
So we've been following it for years. I'm a great believer in branding, full stop, right? But it's got to be a true reflection of your organization. Does it necessarily fill jobs? I think it depends on who you are as a company. I think there are certain organizations, you look at my kids, and they were going to go and work for Electronic Arts because they've played Call of Duty and, you know, they're massively attracted to those types of companies. So I think it can work for some. I think a true reflection of who you are. I would say a bigger process would be fixing the actual apply path, making it easier to apply for a job. or making it more of a satisfying experience? Because at the moment, it's horrible.
Yes, it is. So it's a combination of the sizzle and the getting the automation right that really makes for a good hiring process, huh?
Yeah, challenge people. Go and apply for a job at your company, or if you're a senior executive, look at what it looks like to actually ask to come and work for your organization. And with the exception of a few, and there are some people that do a phenomenal job, but with the exception of a few, for most people, that is really not a very nice experience. And I think as an industry, we could do much better, much, much better, especially with technology nowadays.
You're right. So you're painting this picture of a very busy world where people have too many of some things, too few of other things, and they're running around trying to get it all done because the economy is moving fast. When everything is important like that, what's the first thing to pay attention to make sure that you get your recruiting right?
So for me, if I was walking into a company tomorrow to improve or to do something with their recruitment system, I mean, obviously, you've got to take a kind of a view of what's in place at the moment. But for me, it starts with the people, which is strange, actually, because I'm a technology guy, right? We build technology for a living. But that, for me, is probably third on my list. Number one is, who are the team? What are the people? Where are the bottlenecks? Where do we need to improve that team? Where do we need to train them? You know, does this company actually take the function of recruitment and the function of finding talent seriously? Because we've all seen companies where it's not taken as seriously as it should, and they suffer as a result of it. So assuming we've got buying from the organization, they believe in finding talent is an important thing and it's not just lip service. And then I would want to look at the team and I'd want to talk to the team and I'd want to figure out how we can help them be better at their job. Second part for me is process. What is the process we use for employing people? And within that, I'd look at what is it? I'd make people go and apply for a job. What does it actually look like and feel like to go and work for this company? And then for me, the final thing would be the kind of tool set or the technology that sits behind that helps those recruiters be more efficient. So that's what I would do.
Got it. So you are, as I've listened to you today, you are increasingly focused on the importance of doing recruiting well. And frankly, in all of the talk that I hear about recruiting, and I've listened to a lot of stuff over the years, I don't ever hear anybody talking about doing recruiting well. You think that's unique to you and Broadbean, or are there other spots out there where people are interested in recruiting excellence?
No, I don't think it's unique to us, but I do think there's a big investment in, and you know, I'm believing, I think technology can do a lot of things, but I'm not sitting here saying we should go and disrupt an industry, we should get rid of people. I think we need to free them up to actually be more, you know, to do what they used to do, which is be the ambassador for a company, answer the question. You know, Kelly, you should quit your job and come work for us for these reasons. And, you know, Kelly, unfortunately, you didn't get the job for X, Y, Z reasons. That's what we need to give them the time to do. And technology should support giving them back that time. Because there comes a point, I don't know if you're like me, right? But if I can buy something on, you know, one of the leading online portals and I don't have to go to a store to buy it, I will do so. But there comes a point in any process where I'm happy to have a conversation with somebody. But I don't want to do it at the beginning anymore. And I think that's most people's buying patterns. So I think we can probably use technology to the engagement part, to the early stage of sourcing, to the early stage of handling people that have applied for a job, and then we introduce the person back in. But that person needs to have the right skills and ability to do the job. Can I get on my soapbox on one thing?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, I often hear things like, well, our recruiters won't write a good email or can't write a good job advertisement, so can you automate that? And I'm a believer that you can train that. You know, if somebody's in this job, they need to better describe the job, both in writing and verbally. And they need to better communicate with somebody, you know, via email to talk about the job. And all this concept of it should always be driven by templates. To me, I mean, there is a time and place for that if you're repeating things, for sure. But a little bit more of the personal touch, to me, that's doing the job well.
I tend to agree with you. I think that standardization makes for bad fits in the job, and it makes for recruiting processes that are dull and aggravating to the people who are trying to get hired and get through the recruiting process. So,
absolutely.
You and I spent some time recently looking at 40 new-ish companies coming around the business with new ideas about how to do recruitment marketing. So if you are a recruiter or a recruiting leader, you're getting bombarded with opportunities to do something different. Is there one thing that everybody should be paying attention to as they try to wade through all of the varying approaches to how to do stuff?
I think you need to stay focused on or keep it simple the way recruiters fill jobs. So to me, there's still only five ways you can fill a job, right? There's a job posting, there's some form of search, there's social media, which again is arguably a job posting in a different guise. There's right. asking for a referral, and then there's using an agency. Now, there's nuances within that, but there's those five things. So keep focused on that, first of all. Does the system or does the tool or the thing that you're looking at to implement, does it solve or improve one of those five things? And if it does, it's probably worth looking at. And I think probably, John, when we looked at that 40 list, we came to a similar conclusion that there's a lot of people that are reinventing existing processes. But those yeah. five things I've just spoken about, I've been around forever. I mean, that's how recruitment's right. been done pre-internet. So do they bring an efficiency into that marketplace? Because I think sometimes you can overload recruiters with technology. Take some of that money and make the person that's delivering the service better equipped to deliver that service, give them the skills to use those tools, rather than just assuming that buying five or six different new tool sets is gonna make a huge difference.
So we've come to sort of a breaking point in this conversation. Is there something that I should have asked you that you're interested in talking about?
There's always things that you should have asked me, John, I'm interested in talking about. But I mean, one of the things which is, you know, is really close to Broadbean and Career Builder's heart, or, as you know, we're part of the same organization, is this solving of the skills gap. And I'm assuming we haven't got much time to talk about that now, but more attention needs to be focused on that. You know, is it right for every single person in this country to go to college, or is it more of, would 4 years of software coding experience and giving people the skills to actually do a job be a more appropriate path for some people rather than landing in with, you know, several hundred thousand dollars of college debt and little or no actual hard skills to offer an employer? It's something that we've got a bunch of initiatives on at the moment, and it's very dear to our hearts. I think that's probably an important one to mention as well. We'd like to see some changes in that space.
So what are some of your ideas in that world? What changes do you think we should be making?
We're working on a program for various online educational providers to bring about teaching people some skills. So if you take a person and retrain them for 6 months and a year with some real practical experience, and let's just say, and I'm going to use the word Java just because it's familiar and I was talking about it a moment ago, but imagine if you take someone and you give them 6 months to a year's experience of Java development. That's a worthwhile skill that has a value in the marketplace. And that takes somebody and gets them back into work. And that's the type of initiatives that and I'm not going to speak too much about them because it's not my place, but that's the type of initiatives that we're behind and supporting at the moment.
That's very interesting. I can't wait to hear more about that as you get down the road with it. So are there any points you'd like somebody listening to this show to take away?
I mean, number one, if we're going to take recruitment seriously and finding talent seriously and bring good people into our organization, if you believe that people are the core of a business, which most companies seem to and certainly make statements about, then let's invest in those people. Let's give them the tools. I don't think it's acceptable to take somebody that's never done recruitment, put them into a recruitment job, give them little or no practical training or exposure to the job, and expect the service level to be what we want it to be. You know, we need to coach these people to interview. We need to coach these people to qualify candidates. We need to coach these people to give them. And that comes as part of an investment in the people. So for me, invest in the people first. The second thing for me is fix your process or improve your process. And then implement the tool sets to support what you want to do as a company. So for me, they're three big things, what I'd like as a message to get out.
Got it. So would you reintroduce yourself to the audience and tell them how to get a hold of you?
Yes. My name is Kelly Robinson. And I'm a Denver Broncos fan.
Thanks so much, Kelly. It's been great, as usual, to talk with you. We've been talking to Kelly Robinson, who is the CEO of Broadbean. And you've been listening to HR Examiner Radio. Thanks very much for your time. Have a great day. And thanks so much for being here, Kelly. Bye-bye now.